You know, there is a song, "The children are our future, and we can only be the future if we have adults that take care of us in many different ways." Today in studio with me, I have Laurie Lake, and she is one of those who take care of us. Laurie has been working at the Children's Institute of the University of Cape Town for the past 9 years. Every year she works with researchers to produce a book about South African children. How they are doing, how is life improving, what still needs to be done. She plays a central role in teaching doctors, nurses and social workers about children's rights. So, hello Laurie, how are you doing today?
Just wonderful to be here, and especially to be meeting Mujahid. Many, many years ago, Mujahid put together a wonderful interview with his mother, talking about what it felt like to come here to Red Cross Children's Hospital, what was worrying her when he got burnt, and what made her feel at home here. And it's one of the most powerful pieces of radio that I have come across. And every year we use that radio clip in our teaching and our training, and it opens up doctors' and nurses' eyes to what it feels like to be a child at Red Cross. And it changes the way that doctors, nurses, and social workers see children.
Yeah.
It takes them into their feelings, out of their heads into their feelings, so that they can really provide care. So I'm so delighted to meet you and so excited
likewise.
To be here.
So is there anything that I've missed in the introduction about who you really are?
When I'm not sitting at my desk or teaching, I have a kayak and I go paddling out on the ocean.
Oh.
Off Three Anchor Bay. With the dolphins and the whales. So occasionally I get to spread my wings and get out into the sunshine and the sea.
That's great. Yeah, and being on the water with the animals, that must be great.
Absolutely. How awesome.
What's the experience like when you went the first time and you saw like the whale and the dolphin come?
Ooh.
Were you a bit afraid at first? Or?
With the dolphins, excited because they jump out of the water and they flip their tails. And they play with you, and then they disappear under the ocean, and you don't see them. It's like magic. But when you see a whale is so much bigger than you. It's awesome, frightening, exciting. And when they swim underneath your boat and you don't know where they are, then you're a little bit nervous.
When you start to worry, For the children in the hospital that never heard of the Children's Institute, how would you explain it to them?
It's a group of researchers who are studying children's lives. Some of them look at the numbers. How many children live in South Africa? How many children live with their parents? How many children have to travel far before they get to a clinic or a hospital? How many children have water, sanitation, toilets? So some researchers look at the numbers. Other researchers go out and they interview children and caregivers to find out what it feels like.
Yeah.
What are their lives like at home or in a hospital? And we put all that research together and we feed it back to government. So we say, how can we use what we know about children to make children's lives better?
So it's like you do a survey and saying, this is how much people have, and then you try and work and solve that problem out.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's great. And what is the Child Health Advocacy Committee all about?
So the Child Health Advocacy Committee sits here in the School of Pediatrics and Child Health. Many of the doctors, nurses and social workers who are part of the committee work here at Red Cross. Some work out at Somerset Hospital, Victoria Hospital, Mowbray, Maternity Hospital. And all the people on the committee are passionate about child health and about children's rights. And they're really interested in how can we change the way that we deliver healthcare to children. So that we're better respecting their rights, we're making sure they're comfortable, they're pain-free, that their privacy is respected, that their caregivers feel welcome here. But also, what can we do to make sure that there are enough nurses, doctors, social workers to care for children in South Africa? Yeah.
So could you please tell me more about what work you do with the health workers regarding the children's rights?
Every year we run two courses. The one course is a 5-day course, and we have people coming from clinics, from hospitals, all around the country, and we talk about children's rights. And we ask ourselves, what does that mean for the way that we talk to children? How can doctors and nurses listen more carefully and be more respectful and caring of children, one-on-one? Because that relationship, that caring relationship, is at the heart of children's rights. Then we say, well, let's look a little bit bigger. Let's look at how we structure a service. What's happening on a particular ward? Are there curtains around the bed?
For privacy.
For privacy. Yeah. What do we do about
the dump?
What do you call those gowns that flap at the back?
Yeah.
Do you know that there's a hospital in England who has made gowns that close at the back?
That close. Oh, because I only
Velcro.
Know.
They've got Velcro. They've got Velcro, and it's...
You know, that's actually quiet, because when I was here many years ago, it was just like you put it on and then there was a string that you tie.
Mm-hmm.
That was all. So I used to wear like two, one in front and one at the back, and then it's closed. So, but that is actually something new to make a gown with Velcro. But that also won't work for everyone, because it would make them itch also, if you see. So
you see. So always we have to keep listening. We have to keep asking. We have to keep talking to children. And when we do that, we see the world differently. We see things that we were blind to. So that's a really important part of the course.
As I mentioned earlier, you work with researchers to create a book. Could you tell us more about that?
It's called the South African Child Gauge. I don't know if you've ever seen a rain gauge.
No.
It's like a little plastic funnel that fills up with the rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a gauge is something that you use to measure something. So the gauge is trying to measure how are we doing, how are things going for
children.
And every year we look at a different part of children's lives. Sometimes we look at schooling, sometimes we look at health, sometimes we look at violence and protection. And this year we're looking at what do children need, not only to survive, but to develop to their full potential. And that's really exciting, because then you've got to think about all those things: health, education, care, family, a safe community. All those things have to come together.
And with regards to the work that the Child Health Advocacy Committee does, what are some of your aims?
So we have three main aims. One is to respond to issues that arise here at Red Cross. One of the concerns has been in previous years that the social work department was under a great deal of strain, that there weren't necessarily enough social workers to provide the kind of service that we wanted. So we've pushed for more social workers. We're also trying to promote breastfeeding, to encourage doctors to use that Road to Health card, the Road to Health book, more effectively, and to talk to children and their caregivers about what's in that book, so that the caregivers also know what's happening for their child.
Also,
is their child growing right? Are they talking at the right stage? All those kind of things. It's important to talk about them, because the mother or the caregiver is the one who's really like the nurse or doctor who goes home with
you. Who's at home, yes.
Yeah. And they need to know
what it's all about.
Yeah, and very often doctors, nurses are too busy. They forget to join the dots to give that information.
And is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think for me it's really exciting to see Red Cross Children's Radio up and running. I'm really excited about the potential for us to work together. and for us to be able to listen through the radio to the issues that are burning for children in the hospital, and how can we work together to address those and make Red Cross as warm, as welcoming a hospital as it can be.
And thank you so much for the interview, Laurie. It was really informative. Now the listeners can tell me what they thought about the broadcast via our social media platforms. On Twitter, it's at RX Radio SA, on Facebook, RX Radio SA, Instagram at RX Radio SA, and on WhatsApp, 060-621-8048. Thank you very much. Till we see you again. Bye.